Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Hey, how are you? When do you turn 18?
No way, this is our vice president. I'm almost impressed at J.D. Vance's lack of charisma. I mean, being a politician at that tier is always going to be hard, but every single time he speaks, he sounds incredibly green, uncharismatic, and can never land a single joke no matter which audience he's telling the joke to. I mean, he went to law school, I'm sure he's a smart guy, but he has sold himself out so much so that we can see how he is going to lose the 2028 presidential election. Whether it's in the primary or whether he makes it to the general, I mean, as it stands right now, due to the nature of politics and the nature of being the vice president, he likely has the best shot. But of course, it's 2026. Things could change. The base could shift. But as it stands right now, we know how J.D. Vance is going to lose either the primary or the general because he has no charisma. He keeps putting his foot in his mouth, and Democrats are punching back. The reason I have Dr. Abdul El-Sayed on screen is because he is a Michigan Senate candidate who J.D. Vance has been repeatedly attacking his name, trying to link Abdul El-Sayed to Sharia law for some reason, even though he's a very progressive American candidate. And it's very odd to me because J.D. Vance can't land any of these punches, but Abdul El-Sayed is able to. So I'm going to show you a quick contrast throughout this video. As always, drop a like, subscribe to the feed. Let's just jump right in. No time to waste. Here's J.D. Vance taking a jab at Abdul, one of his jabs that he's taken over the past few weeks.
It's sometimes actually hard to understand, like, what do these modern Democrats actually stand for? But look what they say. Pay close attention, and they'll leave these little hints of what they actually care about. Now, El-Sayed, this guy running for Senate in Michigan, he once argued, not too long ago, that criticisms of Sharia law were rooted in white supremacy. I'd love to go back in time and tell my papaw that there's a man who claims to stand for working people who says not only should we have Sharia law, but if you criticize it, you're a white supremacist. That's not my papaw's Democrat Party, my friends.
Very odd argument from J.D. Vance here. What's he even saying? He's saying if he went back in time to the segregation era and showed his segregation era grandfather, Abdul El-Sayed, that he would reject Abdul? Yeah, even Abdul punched back in multiple ways. First, he tweeted out and said, "So do we think JD is taking Usha with him back in time to meet Papa or no?" Then he went on MS Now and punched back directly. Just take a listen to this.
It sounds to me like J.D. Vance is feeling some nostalgia for the segregationist Democrats of the old solid South. But I wonder what you heard in these comments.
Well, I'll tell you this. Every time J.D. Vance opens his mouth, the first two things I can think is, man, that guy is boring. And second, Peter Thiel had to spend a ton of money to get that man elected, barely, in the state of Ohio. Now, you know I'm from Michigan, and we got issues with people from Ohio. But this one in particular I took somewhat confusedly, because here's the thing about it. He's painting this picture of going back in time to talk to his papaw about me. Now, why is he pointing to me? Why is Donald Trump pointing to me? They're pointing to me to try and say that somehow I'm less American than they are. Now, what does that have to do with? I don't know, the color of my skin, how I pray. But the confusing thing about it is that he thinks that there are some people who are more American than others because they can point to their papa, who was here earlier. And my question to him is simply, why is it then? How do you look your parents-in-law in the eye and say that somehow they're less American than you are? Because that's what he's implying there. But bigger picture, this is about trying to change the channel. They're trying to dissuade us from actually paying attention to the issues that we see laid bare when we talk about our kitchen table budget every single month. Because the question Michiganders are asking is not about my parents. It's not about Sharia law, because there's like less than 1% of the entire country that's even Muslim. It's about whether or not you can afford your groceries, whether or not you can afford your gas, whether or not you can see a doctor if you get sick. And my name and my background aren't raising your gas prices. That's what the Trump administration is doing. My name and my background aren't picking trade wars to increase your costs. That's what the Trump administration is doing. My name and my background aren't the reason you can't see a doctor. That's because of the Medicaid cuts and the ACA cuts that are about to come down the pike next year because of what the Trump administration is doing. So if you don't want to talk about what you're doing, that's fine, but I encourage you to leave my name and my background out of it. This is an America that's big enough for all of us, even if J.D. Vance doesn't agree, except for the fact that he actually understands and benefits from the nature of immigration and the fact that we are a bigger country because we are inclusive of people who don't have papas who were here 50 years ago.
First of all, great job by Abdul Al-Sayed there. Secondly, J.D. Vance has done this multiple times. Even a few months back, he tried to fearmonger about a President Abdul El-Sayed, like pointing to his name. But, I mean, that sounds like a pretty good reality to me. Abdul's charismatic. He's a doctor.
We don't want the next administration, whoever, you know, God forbid, you're going to have President El-Sayed in 3 years. We don't want him to undo all the incredible work that we've been doing when we've been taking out the fraudsters and saving the American people money.
I mean, he's sitting right next to Stephen Miller. I'm not surprised he's trying to fearmonger in that manner. I want to show you the difference in charisma between these two candidates. This is J.D. Vance getting caught asking some younger woman, when do you turn 18? Like, even if it's an innocuous moment, this is not a soundbite that you want as a politician.
Hey, how are you? When do you turn 18? Hey, how are you? When do you turn 18?
Ain't no way this is our vice president. Now let's compare that to a quick snippet of Abdul El-Sayed when he was kind of caught off guard in a similar manner. Watch.
Abdul, Donald Trump seems to think you're a gift to the Republican Party. What do you say to that?
I'm a gift to the state of Michigan, God willing, and hope to win this election.
And he says, if you pardon the language, you're full of What do you say to that?
At least I don't let mine go in the middle of the Oval Office.
Abdul El-Sayed, everybody. I mean, the difference between him and J.D. Vance could not be far.
How are you? When do you turn 18?
It's just not, I mean, you're a part of the Epstein administration. That is not something you want to get caught saying. Here is more of J.D. Vance in Ohio.
Politicians, think about this, who came to Washington with a few thousand dollars in their bank account, left after decades of public service with millions in stock portfolios. And what did all of you get? What did we get? If you were lucky.
I debunked this exact clip on CNN. The corruption coming out of this administration is staggering.
Can I just say, Donald Trump is also selling unique early access to his Truth Social post for $100,000 a month. And on there, he'll post the name of individual stocks like Nvidia or Dell. And on there, he'll post about the Iran war. So people can literally buy access. And I think that Donald Trump's unique selling of access to the presidency is much different than anything Nancy Pelosi has done. I condemn all insider trading, but Trump has created a pardon economy in an environment around him where it's just billions of dollars being raked in by him and his family members. It's awful.
The corruption is staggering, and J.D. Vance is trying to gaslight about Democrats enriching themselves. Trump has made thousands of trades in the first quarter of 2026. Thousands of trades. Prior presidents put all of their investments into a blind trust. Joe Biden, for example, his net worth went from $8 million to $11 million. Remember, he was a bit older. He spent his life in politics. He's done book tours. And that was just the appreciation of his investments. $8 million to $11 million. That is rather practical. You can see how that could happen with investments growing over 4 years. Trump went from $3 billion to like $8 billion. Some people say $10 billion. He has made billions and billions of dollars, tripled his net worth off of cryptocurrency and investments. We don't know the exact numbers, but the numbers that we do know are wild. And here's J.D. Vance gaslighting about house prices.
Rents are falling for the first time. We got a lot of work to do, but we're finally seeing that American dream of homeownership become accessible again to our young people. And it's not just affordability, America's getting safer too.
This is just not true, and I'm going to debunk it in two ways. First of all, Pete Buttigieg, I'm going to use his framework. He said, mortgage rates are way up. Yes, home construction is down. Rents are astronomical. All of this is worse since Trump took office because of the tariffs and the Iran war. It's hard to know what planet, let alone what housing market J.D. Vance is living in to be able to make such out-of-touch claims with a straight face. This is the median age of home buyers, the median age. It is getting harder and harder for young people to buy homes. Back in 1980, if you were about like 30, 31 years old, you could buy a home. In 1990, if you were about 34 years old, this is on average, so there's going to be exceptions. I'm sure many of you are exceptions or no exceptions to this, but this is on average. Then it goes up a little bit, comes down, but we've seen a steady increase. And then in 2010, 2016, 2022, the median age of a home buyer is now 50 plus years old. Young people are locked out of this housing market. And it's a hard thing to bear for a lot of young people who are now negative capital because they have student loan debt or medical debt or some sort of, you know, debt. And then they have to pay rent as well. It is hard for people to get ahead of all ages, but homeownership is really rigged against the younger generations right now. I love each and every single one of you. I'm going to keep making videos every single day. I'm traveling to LA for a week of, you know, certain debates and appearances. It's going to be a really good week. If you want to stick with me throughout it, make sure you turn on post notifications below. I love you all. Peace out.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.